Thank you for being a listener of the Women in Tech podcast. To support the podcast and cheer us on, become an MVL, Most Valuable Listener, on our private feed where you'll have ad-free episodes and join us in Zoom meetups to meet other listeners of our podcast community. Go to womenintech.love, linked in the show notes. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I'm here in Santa Monica, California, with my fabulous guest host, Brian Nickerson. Hello.
What's up, Esprit?
Hi. Fancy seeing you here. So we are doing a little special holiday edition episode. I gave the production team a couple weeks off, so we will be back first week of January, but we didn't want to just abruptly leave you guys, so we thought we'd say a little have a little holiday cheer and a little conversation about reflecting back on how women in tech have just been the most beautiful power in 2017. Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's been, I mean, this is a year of disruption. It's a year of change. It's a year of progress on so many fronts.
And vulnerability.
Yeah. And things that are like literally centuries in the making to bring change.
Yes.
And I just feel I have seen so much excitement and enthusiasm from the amazing women that I know in my life, whether they're entrepreneurs, whether they're in the LA tech scene, no matter where they are.
Right.
This is change that's like amazing to happen. And it's been a great year.
100%. Speaking of great year, just this week, I've been seeing tweets, Insta posts, everything. Jesse Draper closed $10 million round to fund, focused on women.
Yeah.
Female founders. Yeah.
I think that's amazing. I think, you know,
she said it took her a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember hearing her tell a story. I think as she was, this is her, like, the larger fund, right?
Right.
Telling a story about trying to raise capital. This might have been like early in the year.
Yeah.
And just how hard it was with certain people she was pitching to.
Right.
And then with others where it was like, if you're not a mom, right?
Yeah.
And you're not doing that, like, I actually trust you less, right? But that wasn't the message during the year. And I think, look, one of the most important things for sustaining change is having more women in leadership positions, more women running funds, making those capital decisions, and being really at the highest echelons of decision making. And so it's awesome that Jesse has done that. And I think that that's just the start. And we've really seen a lot of that this year.
100%. I mean, you're not just saying that. You're a core contributor for that. You have an amazing tech company called Magic Links here in Santa Monica. And you have tons of women working on your team.
Yeah.
And your main executive teammate is a female. Can you talk a little bit about
Absolutely.
That?
Yeah. So Jennifer Pena runs our sales organization. And, you know, she I got introduced to her through one of my investors who had worked with her. She's been in finance. So she worked at AllianceBernstein. Then she worked in high fashion. So she worked for Fendi, like the highest of high fashion. And she loved her roles in both finance and fashion, but she also felt like there was a bit of the kind of like train that she didn't love what she was doing every day necessarily. And so when she met me and met Magic Links and saw what we were doing of connecting, you know, commerce, technology, and this sort of new emerging influencer space, it was kind of like a match made in heaven at first sight.
Yeah.
And then what's been amazing is, like, you know, as a small company, you hire someone to lead the sales organization. That was all me before.
Yeah.
And within like 2 months, Jen's doing it all and doing it way better than I can, by the way, which
awesome.
Is amazing. And I get, you know, inspiration from her every single day. And
so
there's a lot of, you know, most of our influencers, probably 80% of the influencers who use Magic Links, this is thousands of people on YouTube, are young women. They're entrepreneurs. They're creating their own channels. They're creating their own product lines. They're launching stuff. So I'm blessed to live in this time.
I love it. Okay, so let's get in and talk about some of the key people who've really stood out to us, maybe some things we've learned. One person that I was looking forward to talking about is, and I always butcher her name, but Sophia Amoroso.
Yes.
Or Amoroso. I always butcher it. But
I think Amoroso.
With Nasty Gal. Because she had an iconic company, Nasty Gal, this fashion company, which I know you're in retail, Brian, so you can discuss that more. But everybody thought it was just the best. It even had its own show on Netflix, and then it goes bankrupt. So I wanted to talk about that and what failure means to us, because I actually don't see that or her. I don't see her as a failure at all.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. More so, as a, I mean, I see her as a trailblazer, as an innovator, She, you know, has carried that mantle, very strong through the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
And has really like reinvented herself into her own brand.
Yeah, girl boss.
Through that. Yeah,
yeah.
Girl boss.
Yeah.
And has led a whole movement around that. And I think, you know, I think, right, because I come from an athletic background.
Right.
I played, you know, minor league baseball in the Dodgers organization. So one of the questions you have when you're young is like, who do you look up to? Like, who are your role models?
Right.
And I think that's always been easier being a male, right? Like the president of the United States has always been a male. And that's just been like for men, I don't think we fully understand what it's like to be a woman and not have that same level of role models.
Right.
And I think that's changing really quickly.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, Sophia Amoroso is just one example of many of, you know, really smart entrepreneur, did it all on her own, figured out how to build a huge business. Took in a bunch of capital.
Totally.
And probably that capital wasn't, you know, I'm not even sure to what extent it's her fault, right? In terms of where that company ended up, they probably just try to like run faster against an idea that maybe it was an $800 million idea instead of a $5 billion idea. And somehow we call that delta failure, which is crazy.
Yeah. Or just the concept that it's not like it's the wrong team, the wrong man. I mean, so many things can happen in the journey of a company.
Yes.
No matter how smart you are. I met a really well-to-do business person a few weeks ago, and they shared, I always ask people in the interview first things is, how many times have you failed? Because if someone says they haven't failed at all, then they don't have enough experience for me.
Exactly. Yeah that's a great question. And being, you know, you mentioned this year is a year of vulnerability, right? Being vulnerable and sharing those experiences.
She shared a huge post on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, right, that's inspirational.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. You see, I mean, even, you know, Sheryl Sandberg's post and all the vulnerability she showed through the tragedy she's endured this year is just, you know, inspirational.
Yeah.
And it makes everyone else who's gone through those type of things, which everyone's going to face challenges in their life.
Totally.
And so when someone's vulnerable, it gives other people the space to feel like they're not the only one
100%.
Who's gone through that.
100%.
And then to see someone else, you know, still being able to thrive or still move on with their lives, right? Because life keeps flowing. It's like it's like water. It's got to keep going. So,
amazing. I always say we have, all of us as humans, have the opportunity to be silent mentors. And that's what this show is. It's about silently mentoring others, being an example of what's possible.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, well, we just talked about this actually before we started the episode, that even on my Facebook post, I push myself to post really vulnerable posts in order just, I really make it a point to lead with vulnerability.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed is people go, I feel that way too. And if you didn't post it, like, people feel less alone.
Yeah.
If the more we put, we all feel crazy sometimes.
Yes.
Is my point. And it's fine.
Yeah.
And we all don't know the answer.
Right.
Most of the time.
Right.
We just try to look like we do.
Right.
You know? So, okay. Here are some local female founders, co-founders, Sarah and Angel from Nail
Love
Snaps.
Them. Yes.
Nailsnaps.com. Amazing. They have a company where you can turn any art or photo into nails and really high quality. It looks like nail polish. It's amazing. Cam Kashani was one of the initiators of what was to become the Los Angeles tech ecosystem. The godmother of LA Tech. She created a co-working space in 2009, 2010 called CoLoft. And now she has a human accelerator called CoExcel to reach our best selves. And then someone who I've known for a while, she is a We Are LA Tech Experience Club member and now a friend, Kate Edwards. I introduced you to her the other day. She has a company called Heartbeat App, or now it's called Heartbeat. Her company's grown to 15 people. It's really exciting. She has a co-founder. He's the guy that, Wildfire, the dating app. I think it was Wild. Don't quote me. I know it's recorded, but some like huge dating app, like that's her co-founder. And I'm just so proud of her, of where she's come. Now, there's some key people that you were sharing in the investment world now too.
Yeah. So Lee Volger is a new partner at Bonfire Ventures. So that's a new fund. It's her and I think Mike Mullen and Jim Andelman. So new
and
fund
what are
that
their
just
backgrounds?
Recently launched. They're big. Mike Mullen's been a big both I think personal and institutional investor. Same with Jim Andelman. So they've been the two of them have been in the LA yeah. tech scene for a long time. Lee just moved here from Google, so she's kind of new to the LA scene,
yeah.
but obviously has a fantastic background and brings a big track record. And you know, like we were saying earlier, like having capital has been one of the few bastions that has like not integrated as much
right.
In terms of you know male female. And you're starting to see more women partners, women founders
right.
of capital, which it's better decision making. I mean, yeah. it's like it's crazy that it hasn't been that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Finally, it's here, right? But like most, you know, they're the majority. Women are the majority on this planet.
Yeah,
they make a lot of decisions in terms
yeah.
of like what gets consumed.
100%.
And really, like that balance of male female actually makes better decisions and better relationships. So it's exciting to see that change happening as well, which leads to more businesses that are being founded by entrepreneurs that don't look like the stereotypical founder of a company like it did 5 years ago,
right.
which would have been, you know, probably like white male out of XYZ school.
Wearing a hoodie.
Wearing a hoodie. Yeah, exactly. Now it looks a lot more. And then I see it too, just at the groundswell of events, right? So you go to different functions, things with We Are LA Tech, things where you're meeting other entrepreneurs and people that are like just a couple years out of school.
Yeah.
And there's this just like buzz of like, we can do anything.
100%. In this year, earlier this year in Dublin, Ireland, we did a Women in Tech celebration event with the Bank of Ireland. Huge. We did it in alignment with the Dublin Tech Summit. Just amazing turnout. Such a connective experience. Like, we are a global community.
Yes.
Looking to empower one another.
And
it's amazing.
You've been all around the United States and kind of all around the globe this year.
Now it's
too.
All around the globe. Let's see. This year alone, I've been interviewing women in tech in Scandinavia, all around Europe, from Barcelona, as I just mentioned, Dublin, Ireland, Barcelona, Spain, Dublin, Ireland. I just got back from Asia. I drove from Los Angeles to Montreal, Canada, in a Kia, interviewing women in tech state to state, and then throughout Canada. I was in Ottawa and Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and yeah, it's been nuts. And then next February, I will be in New Zealand interviewing
women. Do you sleep?
No. I believe, you know, I'm glad you said that. I believe in being health conscious. I mean, I know you and I talk about this. I think the best way to lead is to make sure that we're being mindful of our health. And if we can't take care of ourselves, how do we expect to take care of others?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about that, you're bringing your energy to all these other communities. And I would imagine some of that energizes you too, as you travel and get to meet all these inspiring entrepreneurs.
Oh my gosh.
And help
amazing.
Them tell their story, which is just a beautiful thing.
It's amazing.
Thing. Yeah.
It's amazing. And so, okay. So moving into like what to expect for 2018, it's definitely been a powerful year.
Of
progress and unity. What do you think we can see moving forward into the new year?
I think there's honestly, I mean, I think there's a lot of optimism. I think change is accelerating. I think we are living in a time of accelerated change and disruption on all dimensions.
Yeah.
Technology is bringing that about and is accelerating it. And you're seeing that in our political systems, you're seeing that in our society, and changing structures, changing who and how can run for office and who can get elected, who can create value in this world. It's really the democratization, I think, of all of that, which is a beautiful thing because it means opportunity is opening up to more and more people on this planet. And I think the general trend of that, there are like these little pockets of challenges that we face, or you know, you could almost label certain things as like evil or that sort of thing,
right.
But it's like the general trend is like humanity is rising, and I think it's in a really positive way generally. So I feel really optimistic about it.
Another thing that 2017 has been for me, and it's something I'd like to for everybody listening to be open-minded to, it's been a year of offline experiences specifically related to women in tech for dinner parties. There's two outstanding female founders that have been putting together series of dinner parties, and I've been to both, and they're extraordinary. There's Jen with K Invite in New York, and she puts together these dinner parties based on a theme, and her app K Invite I mean, you guys use K-Invite actually to do this, and it will be included in the show notes. So essentially, you get together based around a topic, and then a bunch of strangers discuss this topic. And so for me, it was heart. Like, we had to talk about what does it mean to have heart. And we did a whole episode on women in tech. Scroll back to the end of December, you'll see it was Jen, K-Invite. The other one, Sophia Parsa. Have you been to one of her?
Mountain Gate?
Mountain Gate. Just about Mountain Gate.
Oh my gosh. So I just went to my first Mountain Gate two or three nights ago. It was held up in a home in Beverly Hills. It was around subscription e-commerce. So, you know, probably 75 people, a panel moderated with, you know, the founders of FabFitFun, MeUndies, Represent, which is a big like agency business. It's an amazing thing in the celebrity space. And then Goat, the shoe company, which is, or shoe marketplace, which is in your realm. And so it's a phenomenal evening, you know, a very much, crowd that's engaged, that are people who are there are entrepreneurs. They're trying to initiate change in the world.
Right.
And at all different levels, right? Some people are just starting out. Some people are, you know, running multi-million-dollar companies.
Totally. But it has a backyard vibe. It's not like a networking event. It's legit. Now, did you go to Sophia's house for that one?
This was held, is that her house? Like, there's a beautiful house up in Beverly Hills. Yeah.
I don't know because
with
I didn't go to
John.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they were at her house when I would go. I just got back into town, you guys. But they were at her house. Her mom would cook and and everybody would just be outside and they'd set up chairs on the grass. Now, as far as I know, they outgrew her house. The demand was too high. So a recent one she did it in collaboration with Podshare by another female founder, Elvina Beck. But I encourage you in your own community, you know, you don't have to be a woman. You could a guy, alien, I don't care. Like, put together intimate experiences, even like three people, five people, connect with your community. We're only strangers and strange because we haven't held out our hand to welcome someone into our orbit. Like, let's let's really focus on how we can connect. And like I shared with you, use the K-Invite app. And because Jen really helped build a pathway to make it like an ease of use for you to do that. It's not Meetup. Meetup has its place in time, but this is about intimacy.
Yeah.
It's about really feeling vulnerable and encouraging, supporting one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And engaging in an analog way. Right?
Yeah. Totally.
Because so much, right? So much signal, so much of our time is happening online.
Yeah.
That I think that makes a curated, intimate experience where there's no phones.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the signs too of, I mean, I feel like at the Mountain Gate event, people weren't taking their phones out.
Yeah.
Which is like actually a beautiful thing to spend time with other humans for a couple hours when the phones aren't out.
And what's cool with Mountain Gate is once you go to a Mountain Gate and you can't get in before you go to Mountain Gate, once you go to a Mountain Gate dinner, you get access to a private Facebook group so you could connect with others in the community post dinner.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's so good.
And we're always supporting one another in this Facebook group. It's super high value. So that's Sophia Parsa. Again, all this stuff will be in the show notes. Again, we have resources for you guys. The Women in Tech Facebook group. We post jobs. We connect with community there. It's absolutely amazing, the collaboration that happens. You could always tweet at Women in Tech Show. Again, all this stuff is in the show notes. And before we wrap up, Brian was super excited to share one more. And you guys, obviously, we can't cover it. We've covered like less than a fraction of the amazingness that's happened. So definitely go to the Women in Tech Facebook group and talk about the women that you want to celebrate.
Yes.
But Brian wants to celebrate with one finale woman on this episode.
Ariel Kay from Parachute. They're a luxury bedding company, really disrupting the whole how you buy sheets and luxury bedding. They're based they've got a beautiful office on Rose Avenue in Venice. And the company's growing really, really fast. It's got a great team. They're super smart in terms of how they're thinking about not only disrupting bedding, but just like their approach to retail is amazing. And the company I know has had a huge year. And Ariel, you know, just a couple years ago, this was just an idea that she was sitting on, and now it's a huge success and off to amazing, beautiful things. So
cool.
Another local female entrepreneur who's doing amazing things.
So cool. cool. And I want to dedicate this episode to an amazing woman in tech who helped me get my start when I met with Sequoia Capital, one of the largest venture capitalists in the world. She was my first mentor into the tech world, teaching me everything that I was doing completely wrong. Her name is Nicola. Thank you, Nicola, for supporting me, for believing in me, for being patient, and for dealing with me when I wanted to conquer the world in one day, and I just didn't believe it was possible that I couldn't. Brian, where can people reach you? And for you, the digital creators listening right now, how can Magic Links help them?
Yeah, you can. So magiclinks.org is our website. We can help digital creators instantly earn, right, from the videos that they're already posting natively, and really empower them with a way to create more content and spend more of their time creating amazing content that their fans will love. And then you can find us on Twitter at Use Magic Links. On Twitter, I'm at Brian Nickerson, and love to connect with the community.
Happy holidays, everyone. We'll see you again the first week of January 2018.
Woo!
Bye.
Thank you for being a listener of the Women in Tech podcast. To support the podcast and cheer us on, become an MVL, Most Valuable Listener, go to womenintech.love, linked in the show notes.